Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is the secret to willpower. So you've all tuned in to figure out what is the secret, how can you become all-powerful and do everything right all the time, always. Well, there is some truth to actually what I'm going to tell you today, that it will help towards that stuff. So the secret to having amazing willpower is to not use your willpower. That sounds a little weird. So if you're confused, that's appropriate. But think about this. Is willpower, if we think of it in terms of trying to resist maybe a bad habit, it's easier to avoid the bad habit than it is to resist it. So if we know we can't have ice cream, for example, and if somebody follows us around all day holding ice cream in front of our face, that's going to wear you out all day. It's going to wear you out, and maybe by night you're going to break down and you're going to eat the ice cream. But it's something that was in your face all day, and you were working hard all day to try to avoid that, and you just ran out of strength, you ran out of willpower. And that's common. So willpower is actually a finite resource at any given time. It's something we can grow over time, but as of right now, or in this moment, or as of today, we only have a certain amount of willpower. So we have a certain amount of good decisions we can make, but then eventually we get kind of tired, we get mentally fatigued, physically fatigued, everything kind of breaks down in us for the day, and then we would start making bad choices. So there's stories about how really famous people in business tried to limit how many decisions they had to make per day, because there is such a thing called decision fatigue. So the ability to make smart decisions. So for example, there's Bill Gates. He used to wear the exact same outfit every single day. So that way it wasn't a choice that he had to make in the morning. So there's a bunch of other ones out there, but that's an example of something where people just kind of eliminated choices. There's a lot of people in this business world. It's kind of like a thing that people talk about all the time now. It's like a cool topic to talk about, is a morning routine. And people have, like, you know, what you do in the morning kind of sets your, like, pace for the whole day. And people talk about optimizing their morning routines. And really what they're trying to do is just make a series of actions in the morning non-decisional. So it's not a decision. It's not made by choice. You just wake up every morning, you do this by this by this by this, and it kind of gets your day going. And what they're trying to do is basically reduce the amount of things that they have to struggle with the decision over. They have to fight over doing maybe what's easy versus what's right. And the more that people can just automate those things, the less mental fatigue they have, and the better they can put their mind to their work, or the better just choices they can make throughout the day. So that's the secret to willpower, is not using it. Actually just make things not optional, not by choice. You want to try to avoid things rather than trying to resist them. So, for example, we all struggle with eating junk food. So, first of all, just don't buy it. If you have junk food in your house, why the hell do you have junk food in your house? So, if you're not supposed to eat it, why did you buy it? Don't put it in your house if you don't want to eat it. And if you say, oh, I have kids and my kids need to have snacks, buy them healthy snacks. Why the hell would you feed your kids crap? Don't feed your kids crap that you wouldn't eat. Why the hell would you let someone you love, a person you're in charge of, this little human being that you're in charge of, and you're going to feed them things that you wouldn't even eat? Because you know it's unhealthy, but you're going to let them eat unhealthy things? That's pretty dumb. Why in the world would you buy your kids garbage whenever you wouldn't eat that garbage? They're just going to end up being exactly where you are when they're your age. Why not teach them how to eat healthy now? Why? It's a horrible, horrible excuse for people to be lazy and still eat junk food. And then they blame it on their kids. That's horrible. Okay? Your kids need to eat healthy. So buy them healthy snacks so that way you'll have healthy snacks as well. If your kids don't like the healthy snacks, guess what? You're in charge of them. You buy the food. They're going to get hungry enough to eat whatever you put in the house. You're in charge. You make the decisions. It's your money. Don't let your kids tell you what you should have around the house. You're the adult. You're the one in charge. Okay? So, if you have resistance issues with junk food, and another example would be wine or alcohol every night. So if somebody says, oh, you know, I just got to quit drinking wine every night. Well, why the hell do you have wine in your house? Why the hell do you have a bottle of something sitting around that you shouldn't be having anyhow? Oh, you know, it was left over from a friend. A friend gave it to me as a gift, or blah, 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 blah. Just get rid of the shit. Don't have it in your house, then you won't have to fight against it. That's the secret to willpower. So when we look at people who have amazing willpower, like I've trained clients, like I said, like I've talked about in past podcasts, to pro cards and different sports and stuff, and those people are machines. And overwhelmingly, what helps them be on point every day is they have no option other than being on point. So I've had people get pro cards and do awesome in sports where they had multiple kids and they had a spouse. They just didn't put shit in their house that they weren't supposed to have, and the kids dealt with it. So I've had a family where the kids used to ask the mom if they could have carrots and celery as their snack, and the kids actually asked it, and it was like thought of as like a treat. So you can brainwash your kids so to doing whatever you want. You just have to put in the effort and be disciplinary. So that's the idea, is don't let – also, what? Just because your kids are going to eat snacks – doesn't mean that you can, that you should. So just because your kids do, don't mean, like, why? Everyone on the planet, there's other people on the planet who eat ice cream and donuts and they're overweight. Just because they are doesn't mean you have to be. So using other people as an excuse for your bad behaviors is a horrible excuse. You're the one who put the thing in your hand and then put your hand up to your face and then ate the thing. That was all your decisions. So you have to take ownership of that. Don't blame other people. And then how you can help yourself not making those bad decisions is not having that stuff around the house. So then if you do want to get stuff for your kids, buy individual snack packs. So buy one serving type things. Yeah, it's more expensive, but your health is worth it. So paying an extra 10 cents for some item isn't going to be making or breaking your wallet, but it will make or break your diet. So that would be one of the things you could do. So in order to reduce the mistakes you make related to junk food and alcohol, just avoid it. Don't have that stuff around your house. So, what if you struggle with going to the gym every day, or like routinely, say 3 or 4 times a week, and after work you just get tired and kind of like you get home, you kind of do a little bit of odds and ends, and you just don't feel like getting back out in the world, and you just kind of put on your PJs and you lay around and you don't really do anything productive. Well, go straight from work to the gym. So don't even make the pit stop at home. So now people will say, oh, I have a pet. So your pet has been without you probably 8 hours so far. Being without you for 9 hours isn't going to make or break anything. Okay? Pet's not going to be worse off. They're not going to die for that one extra hour. So we have tons of routines available to you that are 30-minute workouts. So you can email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com, and I'll send you a bunch of routines that you can do for 30-minute workouts. So you can just stop right by the gym, do a 30-minute workout, get back home, and then you're done for the day. You already have your goal in. You can take your clothes with you to work. You can have them sitting in your car. So that way you can just go straight from work right to the gym, do a 30-minute workout, head home, and be done for the day, and you won't have missed your workout. You won't have to try to have the willpower to drag yourself back out of the house. Okay, like we said, the secret to having willpower is to not use it. You need to automate the best choices. So if the best choice for you is to go to the gym right after work, automate that. Put your clothes in the car. Already have things ready. Then if you say, oh, you know, I've been kind of stinky and sweaty all day at work, I don't want to have to go to the gym. Everybody stinks and everybody sweats at the gym. Okay? That's a bullshit excuse. And most gyms, not ours because I'm too cheap, but most gyms have showers or some type of cleaning yourself up feature. So we actually have a Planet Fitness next door. So for $10 a month, you can go shower at their place. So, but there are ways to get this stuff in. You just have to make it more automatic. So if you make bad choices every day around a very specific thing, like skipping your workouts and going home or eating junk food, that's a repetitive behavior. You already know that it's going to happen. You've identified that it is a repetitive behavior. So now you need to set something up to avoid that behavior. Set yourself up by either, like we said, not having junk food or alcohol in the house. Have your workout clothes with you in the car and just drive straight from work to the gym. And then if you think about skipping meals, you can set reminders on your phone. Everybody has their phone with them all damn day. So you can set reminders on your phone for when you should have your meal times. You can also take food where you need it. So I've had people put like mixed nuts or some type of nut product, like product, in their glove box. So if they're driving around all day, they can open up the glove box, eat 2 ounces of nuts, and get a good snack in. There's fruit you can have in your fridge at home or at work if you have a little mini fridge at work. You can also just take granola bars and put that in your desk. I used to have a guy who used to pack trucks for a living, so big 18-wheelers, and he'd have to carry boxes in and crates out and crates in and all this stuff. So he put protein bars in his two pockets. And what he would do is when he carried the item into the truck, he then had to walk with his hands empty back out to grab the next thing. Well, when his hands were empty, he would take a bite or two of the protein bar. And I'm not joking, this dude actually did this. And he was in his 50s and he did a bodybuilding show and looked damn good because he was disciplined enough to do this stuff. And it wasn't even that much extra. All he had to do was put the protein bars in his pocket. That's all he had to remember. That's it. And then while he's at work, he would just take a bite or two every chance he had. And before he knew it, he had his snacks in, he had his meal in before work was over, and he had the proper amount of food in for the day. So it's just setting yourself up with good habits. So if you struggle with the willpower needed to do things or to avoid things, so that's what you want to do. So another example would be like showing up to workouts, but you didn't eat. And people are like, oh, I didn't have time to eat, or oh, I was too tired to eat. Nah. So find faster, prepared, easier foods. So like we said, fruit is a really good example. You can eat a banana on the way to the gym. It ain't going to kill you, but it's going to give you some sugar, give you some energy. You can have a good workout. So if somebody works out in the morning, drinking a little bit of Gatorade, like 20 ounces or so of Gatorade, and eating a banana, going to give you a ton of energy. You'll have a good workout rather than showing up with an empty gas tank, fizzling out halfway, and then bitching and whining while you never reach your goals. Okay? You can also do granola bars. They're super quick and easy. Like I said, you can get packages of nuts. You can stop at any gas station on the planet nowadays sells packages of nuts. You can get peanuts or cashews or something like that. Snack on that on the way to the gym. So that's something you can do. So that's the idea, is if you have triggers or bad behaviors, you want to try to avoid them. That's the secret. It's easier to avoid something than it is to resist it. So you have a problem with alcohol or junk food, don't put it in the house. Okay, you don't even need to have it in the house. Why have it there? Why try to fight against that temptation when you can just remove the temptation? If you have trouble missing the gym, like because you get home from work, you're tired, and you don't want to get back out, well, just go to the gym right after work. Set yourself up for success. Okay, if you miss meals, set reminders on your phone and make the meals easy, quick-to-eat options. Again, set yourself up for success. Once you have these things set as habits, you won't even have to think of them. There will be no willpower required because it's an automated habit, just like it was previously an automated habit to make a mistake. You can automate the habit to make the right choice now. Then if we think about positive things, so there's something like I've had people, for example, I had one lady who had trouble buying, she'd usually kind of get like quick fast food stuff at work for lunch or quick fast food stuff when she was out and about running errands with her kids. So what we did was I had her write on a piece of paper, a small little piece of paper, and she wrote down what her goals were, and she put that in her wallet mixed in with her money. So every time she had to pull out a dollar bill, she pulled out that list, and she had to see that every time she had to pay money. It didn't fix it every time, but it did make her make better choices sometimes. There's also features now where you can get like a metal card made, the size and shape of a credit card, and I've had people do that. So right on the front of their wallet or purse or whatever, where they normally have their debit cards or credit cards, they have a metal card now. You can write whatever you want, and the company will make it and send it to you. So if you want to work on getting out of debt, for example, you can put that metal card that just says, like, remind yourself of the goal to become out of debt. Maybe there's a reason why you want to come out of debt, because you want to be able to, you know, afford family trips or be able to afford to do things like fun, special things with your friends and family or spouse or whatever. Write down specific things. Maybe you want to save up for a trip to Disney World, for example. And on that card, you would write Disney or remember Disney or something like that. And every time you went to pull out your credit card, you'd have to see that physical card, that metal card. You can also do a picture of your goal physique on your fridge. So if you tend to overeat at night and every time you're about to pull open that fridge, you have to look at the picture of what you want to accomplish, that might help hold you back. Okay. You also have home screens on computers and phones. You can put images. I do this all the time, by the way. You can put an image up that kind of reminds you of something you're working on. Maybe a positive motivator or something that kind of helps you avoid a trigger. You can do something on your home screen. So every time you use your phone, it's more obvious you can see it. Then we also have post-it notes. People can put post-it notes on their mirrors in the bathroom. So maybe you're trying to, like for example, my brother and his fiance actually got me a gift of a notepad that you can put in a shower. So I've talked about before where sometimes I very rarely get quiet time throughout my day where I'm just left to myself. So I'm usually around people all day. So when I'm showering, sometimes I'll get like an awesome idea that I think is just absolutely genius. But I'm in a shower, so I can't really stop to write that down. I can't, you know, grab my phone and try to dictate a note to myself. So it was funny, almost as a joke, that they bought me the shower notepad, but I actually used the damn thing. So I actually put reminders for myself, positive reminders to keep me in good mindsets, healthy mindsets, or maybe I'll make a note of something I'm thinking of that I want to do that night or the next day. But I actually do post-it notes, and I try to write that down. And now when I get into the shower, like I have some nights I'll write a little reminder to myself to put myself in a better mood. And then the next morning or the next evening when I get in the shower and I look at that note, it kind of works. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, I remember that. You know, so it's just kind of a positive motivator. I help myself out. So we all can't be chipper and happy all the time. So when you are chipper and happy, you can give yourself little reminders that in the down times help bring you back up. So that's the idea of this podcast. I just wanted to kind of bring up that general concept that when you think of people who have amazing willpower, chances are they're not any more amazing than you. What they've done is they've learned how to avoid using their willpower. So it's easier to avoid something than it is to resist it. So as much as you can, remove the things that you have to resist from your life. Try to avoid them. Don't even make them an option. And that makes it a lot easier for you. You won't feel worn out. You won't end up making bad choices by the end of the day and being angry and mad at yourself. Okay? So don't fight against yourself. Work with yourself. If you know what your limitations are, set up parameters around those limitations to help yourself. Don't just keep ramming your head against the wall saying, I'm going to be strong enough to overcome this. I'm going to be strong enough to overcome this. And then never be strong enough to overcome it. So you got to help yourself. Okay? So think of it as somebody else. If somebody else was struggling with that, would you talk to them the same way you talk to yourself? So if right now when you think of the things you're struggling with and you're like, man, what the hell is wrong with you? Why can't you be stronger? Why are you such a baby? This is bullshit. You're so weak. Why would you say things like that? You would never talk to somebody else like that. You shouldn't talk to yourself like that. So it is true that we need to be self-aware. So we can't pump ourselves up and lose touch with reality. So if we're not amazing, we need to tell ourselves we're not amazing. We need some work rather than just saying you're amazing the way you are and then consistently missing the boat on things that we should be doing. So you do need to be self-aware, but you also need to work with yourself. How would you help someone else? And then try to do that same thing for yourself. Okay? So that is the secret to willpower. The secret to willpower is not using it. So again, try to avoid triggers in your life rather than trying to fight against them all day. So hopefully some of this information has helped. Hopefully it's maybe given you some good ideas. If you would like help towards this, if you're struggling with it and you would like some ideas, particular or specific to your case, shoot us an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com, and we'll help you out, okay? So if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. Also, if you like the podcast, you can sign up to become a patron of the podcast by donating $10 or more per month towards the podcast, which kind of helps this thing keep up and running. And for your donation, we will send you exclusive monthly content, which includes a monthly training program, extra training information, and then information about nutrition, mindset, and lifestyle. So it's extra, exclusive, cool stuff that no one else can get except for you for being a patron of the podcast. So it's special and it's just for you. If you'd like an example of what that content is, shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. We'll send you a sample. And then if you want to become a patron, you can sign up directly on the Podbean app. You can send us an email or do a Google search at Become a Patron Brutal Iron Gym Podcast. So if you do sign up for that, I really do appreciate it and I sincerely appreciate your support. So it helps keep this thing up and running. And I hope that through your support, we can send you that information and help you live a healthier and happier life. So, also, if you like the podcast, please share it with your family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can reach us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.